Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mexican Grupo music. Arriesgado, por fin se separa. Lo que la gente estaba rumorando, lo que no se esperaban, por fin. No, no por fin. Se separan, se separan inesperadamente.
La ceja no.
Oh, y así, se hubiera separado la ceja y no el grupo, pero pues ya vieron, no me preguntaron a mí. ¿Qué te saliste de Grupo Arriesgado?
La neta, plebe, los amigos valen verga.
Go again.
There you go.
Six amigos. That's it?
Hold on. Oh, we're live?
Yeah, we're live.
God damn. Vale con la soda.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, ¿qué cosa? Segunda, segunda.
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
One, two, three. Vale con la soda. Segunda, morro.
La segunda es donde se llama Mateo.
Se me llama Mateo porque tengo la espalda.
Oh, God.
Do you even laugh like that? He's like, oh.
La neta, plebes, los amigos valen.
Verga.
Pero yo sigo para adelante.
Sí, compadre, deme tiempo, pariente.
Yeah, he says that. Come on now.
Come on now.
Go. Last one.
They already said it. Me quieren quemar en el parque, no mames.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Augusto Papá podcast. Welcome back to another episode. If you guys are new to this channel, we are the number one podcast in the música mexicana.
After that
said on the live Q&A in front of everyone. And also, don't forget, we are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you guys are listening. If you guys want to listen to us at work, at the gym, or just
or
anywhere.
Or driving to your sneaky link.
Or driving back from your sneaky link.
Do you listen to the podcast on your way in back?
Didn't even listen to the podcast live.
He's like, I'm part-
from where? Hey, so you can catch up on the podcast.
Get read the comments, the constructive criticism. Look at him.
And look at him straight.
Left the chain at home.
Left the chain at home.
Left the chain at home.
My chain.
Guys,
I've been wearing the chain for like the past 7 episodes. Like,
guys,
you want to address that? Or no?
He put two pillows behind that pillow. Because
like how many pillows I had to put in order for me to lick?
Right. It's good though, at least.
Yeah. No, but you know, if you guys want to see what he's talking about, go back in the last two videos. But do you want to like address that a little bit? Say you're making a few changes.
Yeah, if you guys obviously don't know what we're talking about,
what do you think about that?
Honestly, like the last two episodes,
it was like the last like 40.
You were going like this, fool. You were like you were skyrocketing, but then like you started slacking off, like pretending like you were sleeping on the podcast. But cada quien, you know,
it's kind of short, and they got some long ass sillones, you know. And
we're like.
You guys are almost the same height.
Like, no
difference.
Just kidding. No. But anyway, guys, thank you guys for tuning into the episode. Like I always like to say, thank you guys for the support. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do all these amazing things. And talking about amazing things that have happened recently.
We did our first live Q&A.
In front of the whole music industry, we were fucking scared.
I was shitting bricks.
But we'll get to that in a bit. What else did we do? We interviewed Becky G, which we will also get to it.
Crazy.
After those two things, like, nada me da miedo en esta vida.
Yeah, I think
chato.
We really...
chao también. Ahora sí.
I think this is the first time, not the very first time, but like one of the main points that we really do with
se enojan,
like,
se enojan.
Pressure.
No se aguantan. No se aguantan.
No se aguantan.
No se aguantan.
Me salió.
Se salió lo puto.
Also, guys, make sure you guys go check out Los Que Mandan playlist on Spotify. There's a little circle. If one of us are going to be there, just click on it. We upload extra content. And also listen to the best playlist on Spotify. Called Para Andar a Gusto, Papa. Best songs on there.
Best
we
tunes
really appreciate
in there.
All you guys' support on the playlist. Make sure you guys go listen to it. It gets updated regularly.
And it's 100%
curated by us. And it's a real playlist by Spotify.
Gecko, you're lying. You forgot it. Para los que están comiendo.
Oh, y para la gente que anda comiendo, un provecho. Y para la gente que anda comiendo, para la gente que anda comiendo, un provecho. Y para la gente que anda tomando, un salud.
Un shot.
Bendiciones.
Pero es provecho y salud. Yeah. No es un provecho.
Ah, perdón.
But constructive, you know?
Guys, I feel like this whole Augusto Papa thing is like, it's getting more crazy as time goes
now,
on.
Now I'm actually growing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Logan
it's crazy
Paul.
Because like it took me 2 years to realize like that we're actually growing.
You're on your knees?
When I fell?
Por pendejo.
Oh, look. Remember when Keiko fell? Chasing what? The Barredora? Can you want to show the camera?
That was so funny.
Del costalazo, mi compa Keiko.
But yeah, guys, like Diego was saying, I feel like right now we're seeing the most growth we've ever seen. Well, not ever, but like I feel like there's a certain time where like it feels like it's just a plateau. You know, you get used to this routine. But now we're surrounded by like a lot of important people. Like Diego just said, we just interviewed Becky G, which you guys are going to get to see that episode. Super exclusive, super high pressure. And yeah, we'll get into that.
Outlet that got to interview her before her big Coachella performance.
And she chose us too.
And she told us, she's like, oh, you guys
watch the podcast.
We'll talk about it in a bit.
Yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's the first topic today?
One of the big grupos in the Mexican
Grupo
music.
Grupo Arriesgado por fin se separa. Lo que la gente estaba rumorando, lo que no se esperaban, por fin. No, no por fin. Se separan,
no, like por
se separan inesperadamente.
La ceja no.
Oh, y así, se hubiera separado la ceja y no el grupo, pero pues ya vieron, no me preguntaron a mí.
That's crazy.
So, yesterday, we're filming this on Thursday. Yesterday, Wednesday, Panther Bélico posted this on his Instagram.
I was shocked.
Escuchen. And also pay attention to the ring he's wearing.
Y saludando cordialmente, primero que nada agradeciendo ahí el apoyo que demuestran por este medio, igualmente por este medio me tomo el tiempo de informarles que mi tiempo ahí con un grupo arriesgado se termina, muchos ya lo saben, muchos se imaginan, otros no me esperaban que confirmara uno. Pues sí, lo que ven me pregunta entonces, pues aquí está la confirmación ya de mi palabra. El tiempo para mí en Grupo Regado se termina. Ahora me presento aquí ante ustedes como Panther Bélico, estamos a la orden, seguimos trabajando con ustedes. Seguimos firmes, como dijera un amigo por ahí, seguimos en la marcha y estamos a la orden aquí. En lo que se ofrezca, para hacer música para ustedes en las próximas presentaciones ahí de Grupo Arriesgado. Ya no voy a estar presente yo. Entonces, pues, ese es un mensaje que quería transmitirles. Y más que nada, agradecerles ahí el apoyo que le brindan a uno, que no lo dejen solo de la mano. Y recalcarles que estamos a la orden y seguimos trabajando, pues. Ahora me presento, como les digo y repito, como Panther Bélico ante ustedes. Y pues un fuerte abrazo, un saludo muy cordial a hombres y mujeres, todos por parejo. Estamos a la orden. Saludos, ánimo.
Mujeres. There's more than that.
So, ya lo escucharon, Panther Bélico no va a seguir trabajando con Grupo Arriesgado. Ahora va como solista. Panther Bélico, y dice algunos se lo esperaban, algunos ya sabían, otros se lo imaginaban y nada más estaban esperando que se confirmara. But todo esto pasó por lo de Tijuana, allegedly. We don't really know, you know, what happened behind closed doors. But they did, what is shocking to me is that they did have a whole US tour, you know, like a whole bag secured.
BMO Stadium,
which was el otro día le sacamos la cuenta, how many seats, and with an average of $100, it was in the millions. So for him to be like, oh, I'm not going to work with you guys anymore, that's very shocking. Well, like something really like hard happened.
Another thing to kind of notice is we don't know if he took that decision to not follow through with the US tour or they just kicked him out.
The word,
that's a good, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. I don't think they would have kicked him
out. I think what I heard from someone that like knows them, they said that he's only going to do the BMO, and then the rest of the ones are going to get postponed.
Postponed as like they're going to...
It's still going to happen.
Is it going to happen?
It's still going to happen, with the new but singer. Not with
Panther. So people will not get refunded. They would just like make them wait and stuff. Yeah. All
right. So that happened like in the middle of the day. Ya luego en la tardecita. This is what Grupo Arriesgado, you know, the other four members, had to say on their official page, Grupo Arriesgado Oficial. Let's take a listen.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... Best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
¿Qué tal, mis amigos? Los saludo a los amigos del grupo Arriesgado. Pues aquí estamos, mi gente, pasándolo a saludar y agradecerles todo el apoyo que nos han brindado. Como se ha especulado ahí en las redes sociales, los rumores, ya está confirmado que nuestro compañero Arturo González de Panterbélico ya no forma parte del grupo Arriesgado. Queremos agradecerle y agradecerle a él también por todo lo que aportó en el grupo, todo lo que contribuyó. Y desearle también el mayor de los éxitos en su nueva etapa. Pues aquí estamos, mi gente, vamos a seguir trabajando como grupo Arriesgado, esto no se acaba, vamos a dar para adelante. Se viene un nuevo integrante, ahí próximamente en las redes sociales del grupo Arriesgado lo vamos a anunciar. Sobre el tema de los eventos, el Arriesgado Tour y Ricky Tour, se van a posponer, si a mayor de los casos pues se van a cancelar y su dinero se le va a regresar, vamos a hacer todas las cosas bien. Esto lo decidimos porque no queremos dar un mal show, queremos hacer un show de calidad, no queremos andar improvisando con un nuevo integrante, hacer las cosas bien y hacer un show de calidad, porque es lo que se merecen ustedes. Muchas gracias por el apoyo que nos dan y esperemos nos sigan dando. En estos días vamos a anunciar el nuevo integrante, vamos a sacar nueva música, esperamos contar con todo su apoyo. Muchas gracias, la neta, machina, a toda la gente que nos apoya y Dios los bendiga a todos y a nosotros también. Ahí estamos la hora, ni por grupo regado, ánimo.
Pues, nuevo integrante, chato.
Damn, what do you guys think would take Panterbélico spot?
Damn, that's a good question.
Probably just some guy from Mexico.
I think a guy from Culiacán.
Panterbélico is the third singer, you said?
Well, if you guys watch Ernesto Barajas' podcast with Panther and
the owner of the group,
Seppi. They said, well, Seppi said it took them three singers to find Panterbélico.
So he's the fourth one?
Yeah. And before he joined, they would play like some old school kind of music.
More old school, yeah. More traditional.
And then like when he came, he was like, nah, we're gonna do this, this and this, and then the next thing you know, they blew up. So mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it's going to be something different. Like, the cambios.
Panther was a key.
I know.
Probably going to be like Calibre 50 where Eden Muñoz left. And they just found a new guy.
Yeah, I feel like that was the worst. That was like the hardest job ever. So you have a grupo that has a singer that really, really stands out. And, you know, you could 100% tell that, you know, he's the one that's holding the whole group together. He leaves. And then they have to replace them.
Yeah. And I feel like it's the hardest thing to do because obviously you want to reach or surpass that level of you know, success.
Match or succeed.
But yeah, how do you think they're going to deal with, like, the criticism, you know? Like, people already on their personal video that they uploaded on the group account, there were people criticizing them already, like, oh, this is not going to be the same. Like, Panther was the one, this and that.
Yeah, that's why it feel like it's like a loose situation because... Panther leaves, then Grupo Arriesgado is known because of Panther. Well, Panther also became famous there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, with the whole style, with the segunda voz, everybody aportó their granito de arena.
Yeah.
Now, and then also, I mean, something that I took away from the video is, you know, Grupo Arriesgado, like, they look kind of sad. They're like, oh, esto no se acaba, le vamos a seguir echando ganas.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're kind of really, I mean, it looks like they're on vacation, but they... Haven't been agüitados.
Well, because it's not that easy to. You're basically starting from zero.
Yeah,
I think and you're trying to win your
like
original fan base.
Because if you start from zero, nobody's expecting anything. Mm-hmm. See, you know, you get your little group together. You know, you record a few songs. People listen to it. They're like, oh, whatever.
You stay at zero. Start at zero. You stay at zero.
Yeah, but then you know they're they like, got up here. They lost, arguably, the person that helped them get up here for the most part. and now they release songs at this level that has to be this level or higher. Of course, everybody's gonna no. A lot of people are not gonna like it just because it doesn't sound exactly like him, just because a new person does not look like him,
or in general is not him.
Like, unless they have a twin, then
they're gonna have to learn how to adapt. But who do you guys think is gonna keep singing the songs? Like,
or like who's gonna keep the songs that they have? I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Try to ask it. It's a good one. I read your mind.
Huh?
Like, ask the question.
Oh, yeah. Who do you guys think is gonna keep playing the songs like
Los Mitotes? Grupo Arriesgado songs, yeah.
Yeah. Like Grupo Arriesgado or Pantec Bélico.
Or both?
I think from Pantec Bélico side, he should start fresh. Like, because
if the other one should start fresh, because it's basically gonna feel like a cover.
Nah, would you agree with me?
Okay, say it again.
I think Pantera Bélico should not sing those songs and start fresh so he could make himself a new image that's not Grupo Arriesgado, so he's not like really holding on to their
song. Well, regardless, both are going to sing new songs, but if you have someone else singing Pantera songs,
but it's
gonna
not
sound like, I know, but it's not Pantera, it's going to sound like a cover.
Yeah,
damn, but those are hits. You can't just let them all go.
It's gonna sound like they're just feeding off what he already left behind. You know?
It's, like, it's gonna sound like you're just like a group singing.
Damn, well, I feel like Grupo Arriesgado owns. I'm not saying like they have. I feel like they actually literally own those songs because also in the same interview they talked about royalties. Sivan half and half. Seppi, the guy that plays the bass, he was the owner, and Panther, you know, because you know he helped them. So they went half and half on that, and then everything that was like physical labor going to Tocada and all that. They would split it five ways.
Five so members.
I feel like he doesn't actually own the songs. But I feel like somebody's... I mean, groups are still going to play the songs.
They're yeah. Here. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you're starting a new project, new image, you just kind of have to pave your own way to a different view of success, you know? I think Panther can do it. I think he could write hits or have other people write hits. Like, he just
was
has
he
to get...
them, though?
I don't know, but, like, I think he could just... He's capable of collecting the right elements to get that level of, since he already has the publicity.
Yeah. I think that's just another like tool to help him out for them to keep succeeding.
Yeah.
Those songs. But also on the other hand, it's like people are just gonna remember the group how it used to be, and it's not like that. And tal vez si la gente ya no le guste y
it's like a done. Breakup, just leave it behind, you know?
But someone's gonna have to continue playing the songs. It's either one or another, because ain't no way they're just gonna let those songs just
I think it's know? Gonna be Grupo Arriesgado.
That's how they blew up. So they're going to have a ventaja either or.
Yeah. So this is the question, and I want all of you guys to answer. Who do you guys think has the toughest for now to succeed?
Grupo Arriesgado.
Grupo Arriesgado.
Are you,
like, unfortunately.
Because
they're keeping...
He was a face, you know, Armando.
Yeah.
The face, Armando. The voice.
I feel like everybody else...
The instrument.
This is a sad case where people get to see that the músicos, unfortunately, are replaceable.
Yeah,
I mean the segunda voz, you know, I think it was unique and it gave it its touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally liked it.
I get what you mean.
What could possibly happen eventually? Se va a jalar al
secundero.
Like, usually sometimes it happens like se va uno.
It's more common.
And then the next thing you know, it's like, ¿te vienes? He's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
know?
The thing is, but like being loyal to the group because
loyalty.
He didn't say,
factor.
Hey, I'm leaving. But hey, you should come with me. It didn't happen like that. But then later on, maybe he could see like, hey, you know, we actually have it kind of tough over here. Me voy con Panther, asegurado. But
well, we don't know who has it. Well, I mean, we could only predict who has it for sure. But
easier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you guys said?
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like the singer or the frontman of the group always holds the most power in a sense when it comes to shows. Because obviously that's like, the singer is always going to be someone that's going to have the spotlight.
Yeah. Like, with the Eden thing, like, he continued to pop, and then Calibre 50, like
yeah, like, let's just say, like, when Chato split up with Marco Mepe, I mean, when...
No comment. People, when y'all know that, I got no comment on that.
Well, you told me to say this before starting the podcast, but...
Damn. Good question,
no, like,
Angel.
Let's just say, when the group left Chato was still able to perform at the Crypto Arena.
Yeah.
But like, imagine if it was the other way around. Like, they wouldn't have been able to do the Crypto Arena.
Nah.
Yeah, so I feel like we already have something very similar. Well, the exact same situation. And we saw how that played out.
Yeah. I mean, look at the comments on TikTok. Yeah. We screenshotted some comments that people are saying.
I took Jason's computer. I don't see the questions either.
Oh, you gotta scroll down, my boy. Oh, you just scroll with the two fingers.
Just read it.
Oh. So people are saying Panther was arriesgado. 323 likes.
Damn, keep rubbing it in.
It's not Grupo Arriesgado without Panther.
And that's in the video of Grupo Arriesgado talking?
And
shit.
And this is another one.
They imagine? Yo, aguitado?
Yeah.
They probably had those vacations booked. I mean, todos aguitados ahí en Cancún.
And then someone says, chill, y'all, there's no difference. They were a grupo before Panther. With or without Panther, they are still a good grupo, which could be true, but I agree.
No. Yes, but it wasn't popping.
Yeah,
there's a difference between popping and being good.
Yeah, because the guy even said, like, oh, cuando vino Panther, you know, like, he gave us his touch, and the next thing you know, we fucking blew up. Like,
This is a good comment. Guess I'm not going to the SAC concert then. Shit's like Calibre 50.
There you go. Well, Calibre 50, too, they... Segunda, they did like the whole auditions, and actually that went viral. A lot of people posted their audition, and I think as of now, they're on their third new guy.
Damn.
Yeah.
So the first guy, Bolivia?
The first guy, it was criticism nationwide.
Dude, that sucks, but like, to take a big spot, you know, being like the main singer, the accordion, because that means they're going to have to get either two people que sepan like cantar and
yeah, Panther was two in one.
I hope they have the foresight to see that they need to get somebody that sings and plays the accordion.
Pretty sure they will, because they're going to have to.
I feel Jose like Torres.
Jose
Torres.
It's like, bem, brem. They do their little, I'm feeling of the new guy. You just see, they start at the shoes and stuff going up, and it's like, bem, brem, 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 brem.
It's a bell of a pizza.
Oh, hell no. Throw the whole thing away at that point.
Something that I noticed about Panther is that his accordion skills are insane.
He's good.
And he could sing and play the accordion. That's one of the hardest things to do. Like, trust.
Yeah, to be remarkable in both.
Yeah, but...
I think it's harder to sing and play the accordion or sing and play the requinto. Because when you're playing the requinto, you're always strumming. When you play the accordion,
you don't stop.
Like, no?
Then there, honestly, I tell you...
I think that...
Because there's a lot of people who sing, and then they stop singing, and then it's like adorno.
I diría, honestly, es el requinto.
You're always strong.
And
comment down
not
what
because I'm
think.
A professional, but I have no credentials for this, but I just know.
Absolutely none. Here's a video of him playing the accordion.
It's a video of me playing. Actually, I'm going to put it.
Hey, but let us know down in the comments.
I feel like the accordion, because...
It's harder?
Look, this is what I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel that when you play the accordion, well, one thing that makes it easier to like play on stage and stuff is that the buttons, you press it, and it's like easy, you know? Like, let's say you press a button, and you're going to get the nice, clean note. But you on the guitar when you press it,
it's
like sometimes
hell.
You get like
boom. Cha, boom.
How do you call boom. It? Like, you know, like you're pressing the things,
yeah,
and you strum it, and you sound like
because
you don't press it right, like
the cord
you have to press it hard.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the same thing as like accidentally pressing another button too.
But that's like different. Like we're talking about people who actually know how to play it professionally.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because
they won't make that mistake. You know,
they won't.
Like,
they
us
won't.
For
they,
us
they
beginners
don't know
with
how
an accordion, you have to know how like how to read how to fucking
Angel's
know
ass at the accordion.
Okay, and here I'm gonna prove my point. I'm gonna prove my point. There's way more people that sing and play the accordion than sing and play the requinto.
Yeah. It's because someone could...
Is there?
There is, yeah.
Prove me wrong.
And I think
well, I feel like
I don't
like
know,
a,
but prove me
it's
wrong.
Like a whole fucking...
Guys, let me know in the comments. Do you guys think it's easier to sing and play the requinto or sing and play the accordion?
Well, the people who play the requinto are serreños, so they don't use fucking... right?
They don't use what?
The requintos are in serreños, like the bajo sexos and... For the like the norteño type of shit or no?
No, he's saying like sing and play the requinto or sing and play the accordion.
Because in Panther's case, he's singing playing the accordion.
I see the requinto because you're strumming nonstop.
And you know who did it really, really well? Ariel Camacho. Like, he would play, sing, and then adornar.
And it's also
that's
very
crazy.
Hard.
Well, wouldn't Pedro
who has,
do it before?
Pedro.
But maybe it was so hard that that's why he stopped.
Chai, there's a bunch of people.
No, trust me, it's a lot of multitasking. And then singing, and then obviously he's with the crowd too. It's insane.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, but he was an exception. Well, still is. Exceptional accordion player. And I think on his last picture too, he took a picture with a black one. Dice Cholo Felix. So it's a narcotraficante se lo regaló. So and then I was reading the comments and the guy has given it to a few. What's his name? What's the guy's name from Edición Especial? Arturo.
Arturo.
He has one too.
Damn,
so, he like, I guess they go play for him y le regala un acordeón or something like
that's
that.
Crazy. That's crazy. You have a Panther, one. Panther te la regaló.
Yo tengo un Panther.
Hmm? He literally has a Panther.
You know who was a beast accordion player? I don't know if you guys know him, but his name is Marito Aguilar.
Yeah, he's a ex accordion of Gerardo Ortiz.
We play with he plays for Legado 7 now.
Oh, he plays for Legado 7 now?
Yep. No, I think he switched again, but he was with Legado. With,
he was with Vanguardia.
Vanguardia and what's the...
Maximo Grado?
Maximo Grado, there you go.
Dude, they fell off.
Yeah.
Then who fell off? That was a fucking beast.
Maximo Grado.
Whenever you're boarding, you actually want to learn, search up Marito Aguilar on the court. It's
crazy. Bro,
he's a baby. He's a beast.
I saw also one for... Actually, I'm just going to shut up better, just and I'm going to go practice.
Learn the Scalas.
Learn the Scalas.
Anybody out there that could... put me in the right direction or knows how to play the accordion.
We've been
that is
telling you, my boy.
You want to learn the intros of the song, but he doesn't want to learn the
song. Learn the scalas. Learn the scalas.
Somebody that has the time and is willing to offer their teaching services.
He went to accordion class.
Because I need like a person. I feel like sometimes I watch a little... Well, it's because I quit because one time we had to like meet for the second time and I felt really bad canceling on the guy. And well, not the guy, like era un señor. And I was like, hey, I'm so sorry I can't go. And he was like, hey, this is not right. Like, you need to keep coming. Like, you can't be canceling. So it was a, you know, because of her schedule, I honestly, that's why I stopped going.
Wait, I think I could learn the accordion and then teach you.
I don't want to learn from him. Right there, so anybody there that could help me out, I really appreciate it.
The only reason why I feel like I could understand it is because I know the scalas. And he does too.
I don't know, like, one scala on the accordion.
Yeah, he used to play the
accordion. But I actually learned the
song. I'd rather not learn if I have to learn from Jason. So anybody out there that is willing, please.
I'm going to be like, do, re, mi, fa, sol.
He's like, do. Oh! And I was like, I don't know.
Like, it's segunda. You don't hear the transition? Segunda.
Oh my God, that's like the easiest part, bro.
Okay, so to wrap up this topic, do you guys think... I messed up. How many people do you think Grupo Arriesgado is going to go through again? Until they find, like, the next, you know, right guy.
I think one, two, three.
I think, or do you guys really actually think that this new guy que van a presentar?
Hopefully. Éxito.
Hopefully.
Imagine, but it's hard,
no
dude.
Sean también los hermanos like, in the comments.
Imagine Digo, they take the singer from Máximo Grado and just...
Yeah, Máximo Grado fell out hard.
They had some badass memes now. Yeah. They had some
badass. He became a mascot at some fucking team in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy Christian?
The accordion player, the accordion guy, se ponía así like el traje.
Oh my God, I gotta.
Se ponía el traje and then like he'll go out and like sing and shit in the suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was gonna send it last time on TikTok and I forgot.
That's crazy. The highs could be high and the lows could be low.
I always do. Nah, but always I think it's humble. Gonna be like around like 3-4.
Or it could be successful like Los Plebes de Rancho. You know how?
Oh yeah, when Ariel passed.
Jose?
And he got
Ariel.
That was a Jose phenomenon
Manuel.
Too.
They got Jose Manuel, and it was like
I think that was insane.
Like that was like
dude, that tubo player lost hella weight.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Cenizo.
No, but that was Tigre. They did good right there, huh? Jose Manuel, like
yeah,
still blew up.
Yeah, and they then, did. They,
wait, after Jose Manuel was it Ulises Chavez or like what the fuck was the order there?
No, it was just them two, and then se separó el grupo.
Yeah,
but the tuba from Ariel Camacho
became Ulises.
Went to Ulises.
Yeah,
yeah, he.
And the other guy was like, oh, I'm not. Tigre?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, I'm not gonna... I'm gonna stay here with, like, Ariel, keep his name.
Tigre es el de la tuba.
Yeah. Because no, Tigre es Armonía.
They changed it to Los Plebes de Ariel y...
Los Plebes del Rancho de Ariel Camacho.
Because Ángel El Villar owned Ariel Camacho y Los Plebes del Rancho. So they would have kept making music, it would have gone to Ángel. But then Tigre wanted the money to go to the Ariel family.
Yeah.
So then what did they do?
They changed the name to Los Plebes de Rancho de Ariel Camacho.
There's, like, a big, like...
And then what was it called at first?
Ariel Camacho y Los Plebes de Rancho.
So they put the name.
And then
what is it called now?
And it was they signed to JB Music?
RB Music.
No, not RB Music. That's a like...
JB Music?
RB is Marca Registrada.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They signed to the record label. And dude, and I think it's like... Nah, I'm going to sound stupid if I say it. Cristian Nodal's dad?
Or is, oh, yeah, you're right.
Is his dad?
Yeah, it is his So Ariel Camacho was originally... With Nodal's dad.
Wait, what?
And then
No.
Yeah. And then he blew up and then Del Records got him. And that's when he turned into
huge. Well, actually, huge I don't know phenomenon. That, but what I'm saying is that Los Plebes de Ariel Camacho, after Ariel passed away, they signed with Cristian Nodal's dad.
Okay, bet. I think that's RC Music.
No.
Hora!
That's what Angel said.
I do not associate. I do not associate with any of that stuff. No me gustan los mitotes.
Break. Sorry, guys. We're going to go on break. Angel's taking it too far. We're going to
go on break. Before we go on break, 1 through 10. No, never mind.
Guys, we're going to go on break.
And see you tomorrow.
I think this is the end of the topic.
See you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go to the second part. We're going to be talking about Peso Pluma. His concert. Damn. People complaining. A bunch of stuff.
Everybody that we saw on TikTok.
Everything.
First, all the comments. The girl that only went, the US. That paid $400 and only listened to two songs.
See you guys tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
Pilas.
That was perfect timing.